Hello and welcome to another episode of Faith Is It, and it's your girl, your host, Zuleika Abiri, also known as the Saved Woman. Today I want to talk about something very important, and it's the issue of shame. Now, a lot of, you know, things go on in our lives that make us feel ashamed. It could be that mistake you made when you were a child. It could be, you know, what someone did to you, what you did, and you're still angry at yourself. It could even be something really, really silly, but deep down inside of you, you know, you feel ashamed. And now I believe, you know, that feeling of shame, that's, you know, heaviness that comes upon an individual stops them from being who God wants them to be. I believe, you know, shame, you know, having shame, like I believe it limits. It's beyond just saying, oh, I'm embarrassed, I'm ashamed of that situation. It can go deeper. It can go, you know, into, it can become something that limits an individual and stops them from fulfilling what God wants them to fulfill, basically. And I believe it's something that as Christians, as believers, we should deal with it. We should allow the blood of Jesus to, you know, cleanse us and free us from every shame. We should have our minds renewed, you know, in line with the word of God, believing that despite how bad our past was, you know, our future is great. You know, there's this saying that I can't forget, and it says that God doesn't consult your past to determine your future. How amazing is that? That means God doesn't think about your past and saying, oh wow, because of this thing this person did, you know, they can't fulfill destiny anymore. No, God leads forward. He won't lead you backward. He won't say, oh, you know, because of your mistakes, I can't use you anymore. No, he's the God that wants to give us double for our shame. Praise God, according to Isaiah 61, verse 7. Now, I want to share my story with you. When I think about shame and something that has cost me or made me so ashamed, is something that happened about 2 years ago now. It happened in 2017, about February, around this time, you know. 2 years back, and basically, you know, to cut the long story very short, I believed, you know, God told me a certain young man was his will for me, and I went ahead, I won't say due to some circumstance, well, some circumstances influenced that step I took, but I can't blame it on the circumstances. But to cut the very, very long story short, I told this guy, you know, God said you are my husband. I started telling him of how I went to the fast. And at that time, I was 18. So I was like, oh, God said you're my husband. I was on a fast. Da, da, da. Like, I went into detail, unnecessary details, you know, things I shouldn't have said. I wouldn't even say things I shouldn't have said anymore, because now I'm like, okay, I'm glad it happened, because so many people go through that, and or so many people are tempted to do that. So I'm glad that, you know, God is using that situation to, you know, bless other people. And, you know, it's just a blessing being able to share that story and encourage other people that even if God is saying, they believe God is saying something about someone, they should really wait for confirmation. They should really wait for God to, you know, lead the situation and not taking things into their own hands. So it's a blessing to be able to share my story. So that's basically what happened. And in my head, I was thinking, you know what, it's not a big deal. But I realized how ashamed I was, you know. I started feeling so embarrassed. From embarrassment, it translated to shame. It translated to lack of confidence. The whole matter spiraled into my academics. At one point, I almost, you know, I started thinking, oh, I think I'm led to leave this church, you know, because of how ashamed, like there were such deep roots of shame. And it's limited me in my academics, it limited me in my ministry, what God has called me to do, it limited me in my relationships with people, it limited me in my service to God in the church and even outside the church, because we served both in the youth fellowship, you know, it was so difficult for me to, you know, relate with him and to relate with other people because of how ashamed I felt. So, you know, for months, I was dealing with shame for months and months and months. You know, I was dealing with shame. My flatmate would say to me, you are heartbroken. I'm like, no, I was in denial, really, because I couldn't, you know, agree to the fact that a guy, was causing me so much emotional, you know, turmoil. But I wouldn't even say it was the guy, I would say it was ignorance and really just allowing the enemy to manipulate stuff. Because the truth is that no matter what you have done and the things you are yet to do, it's not really enough for you to, you know, go into like depression or go into feelings of shame. And I remember for time I was ashamed, like it was so bad. I was a shadow of myself. That's really how I can describe it. The bubbly, the outgoing, the bold, the confidence. Zuleika was really, literally gone to bed, you know, really. And it took me really spending time with the Word of God, starting to see myself the way God sees me, starting to appreciate the fact that, you know, yes, I made this mistake. You know, it has happened and there's nothing I can do about it. You know, yes, this guy, you know, probably thinks, oh, this girl, wow, you know, even not, no matter what he thinks, you know, that is not enough to make me, you know, live a life that is just being ashamed. So with spending time in God's word in prayer, praying for him, determining in my heart to, you know, forgive myself, forgive him, you know, certain steps that the Holy Spirit would tell me to take, like, okay, apologize to him because you were really at fault for telling him that. Because in my head I was like, you know, he didn't treat me well, you know, he was treating me, but really, like, yes, the guy didn't treat me well afterwards, but I don't really blame him, because at the end of the day, you know what, like, people treat, it's all has to do with how much of God you have inside of you, you know. So really, like, I had to, you know, get over the whole situation, which I'm glad I did. It took me a lot of time, but I did get over it, and now I'm much stronger. So I encourage you, it doesn't matter what you did. You might have even slept with a guy or a girl and you're feeling so ashamed. But I encourage you to move on. Accept the finished work of Jesus Christ. You see, when Jesus Christ died, he paid the ultimate price. That's why he said, it is finished. It is finished. You know, that means nothing can stop these people anymore. Nothing can stop them. No mistake. You know. I love what Paul says. Paul says in Romans 8 from verse 31 downwards, he says, who can separate me from the love of God? Wow. That means nothing, no matter the mistake, no matter what I've faced, no matter that shameful situation that has made me feel so down and depressed, nothing can separate me from God's plan. Nothing can separate me from the love of a father that doesn't even really, he doesn't consider my mistakes before he says, oh, my darling, I love you. You know, my son, my daughter, I love you. So don't let shame get the best of you. You have a great and a glorious future ahead of you. And if you are dealing with shame right now, I just pray, speak over your heart. I pray for healing. I pray that God will give you the grace to renew your mind, in his word. I pray that God heals your heart of that shame. I pray that God will give you the grace to carry on despite what you may have gone through. You see, the blood of Jesus, I just pray the blood of Jesus over you listening right now. And I pray that it shall return to you for a testimony. I encourage you to let your heart open, you know, get bare before God. Let him heal you. Let him hold you. Let him transform you. Let him turn that situation into something beautiful. And I see God doing it for you. God bless you. And if you have any questions, please leave me a message, drop me a comment. You can follow me at The Saved Woman on Instagram. You can also follow me at The Saved Woman on Twitter. But yeah, feel free, send me a message, and God bless you. And next up is a track by Dave Create, such a talented rapper and spoken word artist. God bless you, and remain ever blessed. I'll see you, hear from you same time next week. God bless you. Goodbye.
Heavy weights and heavy eyes above my skies, the weight of rest above my eyes. I thought I'd rise to see horizons. I hope one day to see her rising, to see her eyelids keep her smiling. Digging deep the way I scribe it, rolling flows the way I ride it. I speak the truth, I live inside it. Born truthfully a renegade. Sin was sweeter than a serenade. I was swimming deep in sin I hadn't paid. I was seeing lust and let it marinate. Scared that I would never levitate. Scared I would never see heaven's gate. Till I understood about the rest he gave. Now I found a father in the resting place. Oh, I never could have planned this. I've been praying like a mantis. Tell him you know who the man is. Master making men out of mannequins. I need to stop all my panicking. I need to trust whose planet is. Figure the waving and paddle it. Pedal past. Past and present enemies before they damage us. I felt havoc in my inner stages, all before I hit the main stages. Staging self-sabotage, how the enemy hit us hard. Lord, help me upstage it. I see I'm not who I used to be, but I know that there's more levels to myself. Has to bring down idols from my shelf. I can't love God less than someone else.